Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Mike Whitmer, and I title today's reading, It's Empty Now. My brothers and our families spent the day moving our parents' belongings from our childhood home. Late in the afternoon, we went back for one last pickup. And, knowing this would be our final time in our family home, posed for a picture on the back porch. I was fighting tears when my mom turned to me and said, "It's all empty now." That pushed me over the edge. The house that holds 54 years of memories is empty now. I try not to think of it. The ache in my heart resonates with Jeremiah's first words of lamentations. How deserted lies the city, once so full of people. An important difference is that Jerusalem was empty because of her many sins. God exiled his people to Babylon because they rebelled against him and refused to repent. My parents weren't moving because of sin, at least not directly, but ever since Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden, each person's health has declined over their lifetime. As we age, it's not unusual for us to downsize into homes that are easier to maintain. I'm thankful for the memories that made our modest home special. Pain is the price of love. I know the next goodbye won't be to my parents' home, but to my parents themselves. And I cry. I cry out to Jesus to come, put an end to goodbyes, and restore all things. My hope is in him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Lamentations chapter 1, verse 1, verses 12 through 13, and verses 16 through 20. How deserted lies the city, once so full of people! How like a widow is she, who once was great among the nations! She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave. Now picking up at verse 12. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look around and see. Is any suffering like my suffering that was inflicted on me, that the Lord brought on me in the day of his fierce anger? From on high he sent fire, sent it down into my bones. He spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He made me desolate, faint all the day long. And now verses 16 through 20. This is why I weep, and my eyes overflow with tears. No one is near to comfort me, no one to restore my spirit. My children are destitute because the enemy has prevailed. Zion stretches out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. The Lord has decreed for Jacob that his neighbors become his foes. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them. The Lord is righteous, yet I rebelled against his command. Listen, all you peoples, look on my suffering. My young men and young women have gone into exile. I called to my allies, but they betrayed me. My priests and my elders perished in the city while they searched for food to keep themselves alive. See, Lord, how distressed I am. I am in torment within, and in my heart I am disturbed. For I have been most rebellious. Outside, the sword bereaves. Inside, there's only death. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our earthly families and for giving us a home in your forever family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.